You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Last Friday, Ototahi singer-songwriter Bryony Matthews released her newest album, Brainstorm. Storm, winter, snow, it's all connected. A deeply personal and powerful concept album that lays bare the challenges she faced after a life-changing accident. Here now to chat about it on the program, Morena Bryony, how are you doing?
Morena, I'm good. Cold and good.
Yeah, so in Christchurch, I think it's moved your way this morning after it came us.
Yeah. We had a bit of snow, which was actually exciting. My daughter hasn't seen snow fall out of the sky in Christchurch before, so that was quite nice.
Yeah, I was just saying that it must be so exciting to be like 6 years old right now.
Yeah.
I wish I could be that. Now, before we jump into some of the heavier themes on the album, first, how does it feel having it out in the world? What's the reception been and your reaction to it?
Yeah, it's a funny thing with that because it's, you know, it's been in my world for such a long time.
Mm.
And then you put it out into the digital world, I guess. It feels good to finally have it done. It's been so much work towards it. And now it's out and I've got it on vinyl and that's out. And it's just really nice to kind of like take a big sigh of relief.
Yeah. What did you do on release day? Were you checking things or were you like, I don't want to think about it. I just want to know that it's out there and be in my own world.
Yeah, kind of. Like, you know, obviously you do a few little, I'm not a big social media person, but I'm trying my best and I do what I need to do. And, but kind of just enjoy the fact that it's out and people can now listen to it.
Yeah.
And hope that people listen to it. Yeah.
Well, they're definitely going to listen to it once we finish the interview. Now, this is an album made in the wake of recovering from a head injury you unfortunately endured. Give us a little idea of the headspace you were in when you first started to craft the tracks.
Yeah. So the accident happened 3 years ago and it was very immense. I started to write things like poems and how I was feeling and just all these sorts of things, like quite soon after it, actually, like when I came home from a hospital, probably about 3 or 4 weeks, I couldn't do anything. Like I couldn't read things and I couldn't listen to music and I couldn't watch television because all that stuff was too too much sensory and it was too difficult. But I could, yeah, I found that I was still able to actually literally write things down. And I've always used poetry and writing things down as kind of a form of, you know, getting through things and expressing myself.
Mm.
So I just started to do that a lot. And over the time, I knew that, like, as I started to heal slowly, I knew that I would eventually turn these into songs. So it was probably about like 6 months later where I finally was able to like get my laptop and pull out Logic and my microphone and start playing around. And that was really fun and really enjoyable to start putting them all together and playing with layers and different sounds and that's the fun part.
Yeah, so it was an enjoyable experience kind of going back to those words. Was it all kind of like a shock, a little bit of like, oh wow, you know, 6 months on?
Yeah, no, it wasn't because it was just good to kind of put them into words.
Mm.
I think you know, you sit with your own stuff for so long and they become songs and then you detach yourself from the intensity of them.
Yeah.
I think it was just until recently where I was like preparing for my show, which is like a multi-sensory like theatre piece. And I have a couple of friends who have done soundscape and visual art. And when they sent those through, when they were finished and I listened to that, that was when I got kind of like taken back to those times and it was quite intense and it was like, kind of shocked me again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I imagine crafting the album and from the start to the finish is you're more in that mode of you're dealing with it in the way that you can as a musician as an artist. You're not as intensely feeling it because that is the part of the recovery process, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's the beauty of making art out of hard things, I suppose.
Yeah. I have a friend who's a musician and had a really significant brain injury as well, and he had that fear of, am I ever going to be able to write a song again? Am I ever going to be the artist that I was before this? Did you have similar fears?
I think for me, because I went through like after the accident, I couldn't use my voice and hear properly. I broke my inner ear and I had to get surgery.
Mm.
And it took about 6 months for that to happen. So when, like I said, when I got into my bedroom to start to put things together, I definitely found like I wasn't able to sing like I could before the accident.
Yeah.
But that through that process, I kind of found, I was like, okay, I'm not going to try and fix this because I can't. So I started kind of playing with the faults and the flaws that my voice was holding at the time to kind of put those in, like use them to make the music.
Mm.
Which I found that a really liberating experience because, yeah, instead of making something perfect and getting frustrated because I couldn't, I was like, I'm just going to roll with what I can do and see what I come up with. And that was really nice.
Yeah.
And it also like led me to writing, you know, different styles of music and singing them differently, and it was quite nice to do actually.
Yeah, definitely develops you as a songwriter, expands for sure. Your abilities. Yep. Yeah. And writing a track and an album around this theme, like you said, catharsis, recovery for you, is there something that you hope listeners gain from it, aside from hearing the tracks and going, oh my god, this is a great track, I'm really enjoying this track?
Yeah. A big part of this project was, through my recovery, I became really aware of, I had lots of friends and strangers and, you know, people that told me their stories, all their stories of people that they knew, and I became really aware of how common this was.
Mm.
Not like an intense traumatic brain injury, but so many people have either that or mild concussions or some sort of head injury a lot. And it was part of this project is I wanted to kind of be able to make those people who aren't able to voice their experience, to make them feel like a little bit more understood, mm. or like somebody else gets it. But also for the people that are in their lives or people that don't know anything about it at all, to kind of have some form of understanding. So that's definitely a big part of this project.
Yeah. Yeah. And talk to me a little bit about the music video for Storm, directed by Maria Webb, and the cinematography from Harry Knight. It's beautifully shot. It looks amazing. And you kind of got the shadowiness to it. I think it's very much one of those ones that feels like a visual representation of the emotion that you're trying to get in the song. I think it's achieved that so well. Where was the starting point with that music video?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Like I wanted something to delve deep into what I was trying to express. Sorry. So I talked to Harry Knight, he's an old friend. He's been living in London. Him and Maria have been living in London for the last like decade, doing amazing film stuff over there. They've come back to Christchurch for who knows how long. So I got in touch with him and sat down and just talked about the idea of just even just making a visualizer, like just something that would be short but go on repeat rather than a whole music video, and gave him all these ideas of shadow and death and like all these kind of suspenseful things that represent the song. And we just spent one night in like an alleyway in Christchurch and took so much footage that it just kind of organically managed to turn into a full music video. But they just did such an amazing job of capturing what I was trying to portray.
Like yeah.
I'm very, very happy with it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I think everybody who's listening now, go and check out that music music video. I was going to say musical. I mean, it's in a way, it's your own personal musical. the album is out now. It's across wherever you get your music and on Bandcamp, vinyl as well. Can they pre-order a vinyl, or is the vinyl straight out now?
It is straight out now, so they can order it and I will post it out.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Thank you so much for joining me. You're not coming down to Dunedin, but you are doing a live tour. How do you think these live shows will differ from live shows that you've done in the past? Will your injury kind of impact that in any way?
So this show is a combination of like spoken word storytelling, visual art, soundscape, and my music.
Mm.
So I didn't want to just do like an album release, and I really needed to be in a place where people sit and listen properly. So I'm doing them in small black box theatres. So yeah, it's more of an immersive experience where I want to take people like right into the depths of the first year of my recovery and all that happened. So it's very raw, it's very honest. And the visuals that have been made by Nicholas Ahu are totally beautiful. And Josh Holmes, who's done the soundscape, is just, yeah, it's like a really beautiful piece of art. We were practicing it last night at the theatre and it just feels really good.
Yeah, a black box theatre is the perfect space for the day. When people come in, I've talked about this with people in the theatre industry and Dunedin before, but going into that space and you're fully immersed and you can't look away and you're experiencing something together with all the other people in there, that it's, I think anytime I enter a black box and then leave, I've been very affected. So I imagine your show will be so powerful to so many people.
I hope so.
You're performing it in Christchurch on August 13th and 14th at the Little Andromeda Theatre for all those in Ōtiputi who want to make the trip there. But thank you so much for joining me, Bryony.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, good. We're going to play your beautiful track Storm in our winter theme here on the program. Ka kite, have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
That was Bryony Matthews talking about her newest album, Brainstorm. We're about to play the lead single off of it, Storm. You can get the album across digital platforms and order the vinyl. And go check out that music video and go see the show if you can. I'm sure it's going to be spectacular.
Single tear is dripping. Again, my brain is breaking.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.